You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on a bench on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell along with Chris Thomas and Mafia in the five hole. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every 855-212-4227 is the number to get waxed up on a mahogany. So, Mafia, you and Coco and myself, it goes Coco, Pharrell, Ciano, 1-2-3 in rebounding in the league. Nice start there. Nice start.
As it should be after that game. I mean, they didn't have much as far as rebound. They were all shooting outside. Maybe one guy was in the post at any given time, so we should have dominated the boards.
Listen, you always have to put a bad spin on it. Can't you just take your 12 rebounds and you know, get some leg? Can't you just stop telling everyone that the team we played sucked and just talk about your greatness instead of all this, we played a crappy team and it was easy and the numbers should have been stacked and we should have never had phenomenal. I mean, that's the start of greatness right there, having a night like I had tonight. I mean, I can only go downhill from here.
Well, you know what? If 12 rebounds did get me leg, then maybe I'd be more optimistic about it, but... You know, you guys had great games. That's not enough for me. I got to get going on the offensive end. It was ugly.
Wow. Your boy Corvallis with 5 steals in the game. And Fuego, 3. And Foz, 3. Even your boy Slayton with 3. Unbelievable. Let's see where the blocks stand up. Coco, Mafia, top 2 in the league. How many blocks did you have in the game? Just one. So did I.
Yeah, I think just the one.
So we're all tied.
But it was an emphatic one.
You and I are tied with others. Messina and Hakeem the Dream and Tommy Alexio. No one else had a block in a game tonight except us. My block was early in the game. Wasn't that a sweet swat I had of that dude?
It was beautiful.
Thank you. Go figure. I'm second in the league in everything. Player performance, PRA, points, rebounds, assists, scoring, rebounding, everything because of Coco. Coco dominates the world. Big Coco. But at least he's our teammate, so I can live with that, right? And then the people that hate us, that hate our guts, they're right behind us, so that makes them hate us even more.
So everybody's right behind us?
Yes.
Because everybody hates us?
Everyone hates us. I try to get along with everybody, though. You can't deny that. Like, I was nice to everyone, as usual, tonight.
When you're not playing against them, you try to get along with everybody. When you're playing against anybody, you try to get in their head. I mean, even when it's like you and me against each other on a Saturday,
right.
You're grabbing and clutching and, like, poking my ear, doing anything you can to tick me off.
Do you like when I stick my finger in your ear?
Absolutely not. Disgust me.
Is there anything worse than having my giant finger deep in the well of your eardrum?
No, because I have no idea where your fingers have been.
Well... Mostly in my rear before I go to the gym as I get up and have a morning debriefing, actually. Even Chris liked that one. That kept him up for the last hour of the show right there, and I just gave him the boost he needed.
It's like, disgusting. You're like an animal.
Like doing Coke off of the Coke platter, which was the quote-unquote model.
Yeah, we use that term way too easily these days. Like, anybody that puts a couple of pictures on Instagram all of a sudden is a model.
Right.
She's got other videos, too, apparently. God knows if we could see those.
Have you seen them?
No, they're not public yet.
How about the other guy? I don't want to get into it, but how about the other guy that with this creepy stalking text messages that we heard about tonight, Mafia? No names mentioned, please.
There's a lot of that going around, you know, people just getting exposed these days.
Like the Harvey Weinstein guy? Yeah. Then the radio guy creeping up on people, being a creep, right? And then there was another radio guy that got whacked for making fun of women, lost his TV job. There's a lot of people. And then what do? As you know, they blame Pharrell.
Well, even your boy Terry Crews is a scary dude. Like, you wouldn't think anything would happen to him, but, you know, he had a story about getting groped by some executive a couple years ago.
What could be worse than having someone grope Terry Crews, my boy T-Money from Battle Dome? Do you think he still pretends like he doesn't know me or anything? Because he never did. Do you think he would pretend like he doesn't know me now?
No, I don't think so.
He likes me.
He seems like a solid
dude. We were good friends. I liked working with him. It was a lot of fun. God, he was ripped out of his mind.
Still is.
I mean, that guy is ripped beyond ripped. There's a couple dudes at the gym that are ripped like that that I see that are just completely ripped. Like me.
Yeah, those guys that take those special supplements.
Yeah.
Air quotes.
Where can I get my hands on some of those?
Ask your boy. He's taking a few rounds, right?
I'm sure.
He's got a few cycles.
He asked me if I wanted a shot in my rear end. And I said no.
That's just B12, though.
I don't want steroids in my rear. Thanks.
I'm sure you just misremembered what he
said. I've had a lot of surgeries back there. I don't need any more needles around my tushier. If you know what I'm saying. So, I have to say this at the very least. I saw this story. Michael Wilbon compares Jerry Jones to a slave owner. Now, I got to tell you, that's a little dangerous, if you ask me. You start going into that, starting accusing people of being slave owners. To be honest with you, that term's thrown around way too loosely, in my opinion. That's just me. Like, I don't think, it's a long time ago. It was very bad, horrible things happened. We all understand that. But there's nobody around now, some fancy millionaire TV sports anchor that knows anything about it, okay? Other than throwing that around like he knows something about slave owners. Thanks. That's all I have to say. You're just talking out of the side of your mouth when you're calling people slave owners. You know nothing about slave owners unless you're 200 years old. Thanks. I just think that people throw that around way too loosely, and I think it's uncool. Like, everyone's, what, now all these people are slave owners? Give me a break. Honestly, like, that is not, like, what do you know about it? Seriously, other than what you read in a book, what you saw in a movie. I don't want to hear it. I really don't. I think it's thrown around dangerously. Do you think you can just go around calling people slave owners? Like, and get away with it? Because what, you're black? I don't get it. I really don't understand that at all. Because you're some hotshot TV guy. You know, honestly, I think it's uncool for anyone to use it, ever. I just don't think it's a place you go, no matter what race you are. It's just off limits. I don't care. And don't give me that free pass stuff. I don't want to hear it. Seriously, you don't think so? Are you kidding?
I agree with you 100%. That's not something you can just throw around like that. Especially, I mean, you want to say that he's infringing on their rights, that he's, you know, bossing them around when he shouldn't be.
You can't call people slave owners. Well, and then Common did it too. Like, what do you know about being a slave owner? Seriously.
He pays them millions. That's completely against the definition of slavery. Slavery is making somebody work for nothing. He pays them millions. He's not a slave owner. He might be infringing on their rights, but nowhere near a slave owner.
He's got the most fabulous franchise, worth more than any team in the NFL, one of the most successful businessmen in sports in the world. And you got some hotshot TV guy calling him a slave owner? Not cool, if you ask me. It's like, I think you should watch your mouth. You know what I mean? That's a dangerous, if you start calling people slave owners, you should be able to be sued for that, in my opinion. I think he should shut his mouth up, sue him. Michael Wilbon's about as tough as he is hiding behind that TV show of his at ESPN. That's about how tough he is. He's some prima donna brother that would get his ass beat if he wasn't wearing them fancy $1,000 suits driving around in limousines calling people slave owners. Thank you very much. Trust me, that dude's a wussy. I guarantee it, and I'll beat his ass myself.
And that's a lot worse.
I'm sick of hearing people throwing stuff around like that. Can you imagine if I started going on the air and calling people slave owners? I'd be out of here in 5 minutes. Are you kidding me? Seriously. I saw that today. I sent you that story because I'm like, what do you know about being a slave owner, bro? Who are you kidding? Like, I understand the plight. I understand your anger. I understand the history. I understand the significance. I understand how awful, how it's unimaginable what happened. It is absolutely the worst thing in history that ever happened in this civilization. I get it. But you know nothing about it. It was a long time ago, and I'm sick of people around now, 2017, acting like they know something about it. Please.
And that's a lot worse.
Honestly,
than
am I wrong? Seriously, tell me I'm wrong. What do you know about it? That is what I want to know. What do you know about it other than what you learned in school or you watched on TV or you watched some special or a movie or you read a book? That's all you know. You weren't there. Give me a break. It was a disaster. But stop acting like you were there, like you know something about it, please. Spare me. Honestly. Mike in Houston, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Mike. All right, let's go to first Dave in Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, hey, for real. How you doing, man?
What's going on, Dave?
It's good to hear from you. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm glad I got through.
Cool.
Can you pour me an ice-cold Keystone Light?
Can we get him a really cheap beer that'll give him a hangover?
Oh, yeah. I love that stuff, man.
There you go.
Hey, I have a question of... I called Sports Radio 610 about this. Never gave me a really straight answer, but I was born and raised in Houston. I was born in 1965. I would love you, Blue, all that. I'm a huge Texans fan. But, hey, I know our defense is in big trouble right now, but I want your opinion about Kansas City's defense. They just got lit up by a rookie quarterback for 5 touchdowns. So do you think they should be concerned?
Well, I mean, so you're worried about the Texans' defense, the Chiefs' defense, because who lit him up? Deshaun Watson? I think Deshaun Watson's a really good quarterback so far. He's showing a lot of skill, and he's very exciting. And I think big things are going to happen for him. He's obviously been the most talked about guy in the league. I think people are trying to sell us Trubisky like he's some kind of rock star when actually it's Deshaun Watson that's doing the most damage, and he's been the most successful. Am I wrong about that? Is there anyone better than him right now in terms of new to the league? No. So it is what it is. I think the Chiefs, obviously, in my opinion, right now, through 5 weeks, is the best team in the league, and their win over the Patriots is still the win of the year in the NFL. It was a convincing total domination win, and it was the most impressive game I saw in the league this year. I think there's some really good teams that are coming into shape and forming the best teams in the league are coming into their own, I think. You're starting to see who the best teams are now. And I think in the next 4 weeks, you'll see who they are fully. And then... in the last 7 weeks, they'll be fighting for positions for the playoffs. And then, as always, a couple teams will be left out in the cold, and they'll get 12 teams in, and we'll be ready to rock and roll. But I think the Chiefs are without a doubt going to the postseason. And I'd be willing to bet that this week they get revenge on the Steelers for that playoff loss last year, because I think they're playing better football than the Steelers. The Steelers are very capable of beating anyone, and the Steelers are also very capable of laying massive eggs. The Bears' egg was terrible, and even though I respect Jacksonville's defense, that was another stinky egg they laid against the Jags in Heinz Field, to be honest with you. I don't think there's anything wrong with the Chiefs. I know they're a little bit banged up. Kelce got banged up. They got more injuries than that right now. So I think that's one thing that they have to worry about and be careful about and manage smartly. And if they manage those injuries smartly, I think they're going to be fine. Flames take the lead in L.A. with a goal. I give you everything before it happens. I can smell goals coming. Here's one. It's a tie game, and the Flames are about to break in. And it's a winner in overtime. The Flames winner in overtime. And a goal and a 2-on-1 breakaway. Unbelievable over the left line. Looking for the trailer. Into the slot. Down low along the goal line. Shoots a score. And a goal. And the Flames have started the season with some huge wins like this one tonight in la-la-la-la-la-la Lipstick City. There you go. I hope you enjoyed that. 855-212-4CBS.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so don't forget Thursday, tomorrow, which is essentially tonight, even though I always do the show as if it's that night, not tomorrow, okay? So this is Wednesday night to me. It's already Thursday, but not where I come from. So Thursday night, Philly and Carolina in Pain Day action, plus Clemson, Syracuse, Washington State at Cal. Three great games. You need to be on PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up. It's cheap. It's awesome. It's easy. It's painless. And you win cash because I hit winners more than anybody. $35 a month gets you every sport, every pick, every day, across the board. Baseball snags through the World Series, boxing, MMA, always hockey every single night. Daily fantasy rosters are available. All for $35 a month. It's a joke. You hear fans calling and raving about the results on the show all the time. PharrellOnTheBench.com rules. Hide the money from your wife. Saturday, Georgia Tech, Miami, Oklahoma, Texas, Utah, USC, and Auburn, LSU, my favorite games. Sunday, New England at New York against the Green, Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit, New Orleans, L.A. at Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, Kansas City are my favorite games. Sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com. Be strong. Feel good about yourself. There you go. 855-212-4227. So just so you know, going back to that other topic, I don't take any of that lightly, slavery or anything that ever happened, as hideous as that in this country, horrible, just absolutely demonic is what it was. But I just think it's, this personally, I, you know, at some point or another, and everybody said, oh, you don't have the right to say that, you're white. You know what? I think it was heinous what happened. I also think it's sloppy to call people slave owners with absolutely no, there's just no truth to it. It doesn't make sense. It's throwing around something very loosely and very dangerously. And someone as esteemed of a journalist and as a writer, as a legendary writer, and as a very talented broadcaster, amazing to me that a guy like that, Wilbon, would throw that around so loosely, like as though he knows something about it. Because of what? I don't really understand it. What, his ancestors? I get it, all that. Don't tell me about 200 years ago. I think it's a dangerous way to make a living, calling people slave owners, no matter who it is. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do. I don't care who you think you are or that you're special or better than everyone else. But I think you throw that around loosely. It's a dangerous way to make a living. I just don't think it's cool, and I don't think it's acceptable. And I don't care what you think, to be honest with you. I can't fathom that people go around still yelling that all the time. And you hear it more and more now. Every day I've heard it. I've heard it every day this week. Now suddenly everybody's a slave owner. What, every NFL owner's a slave owner now? I mean, give me a break. Really? Is that what we've become now? Is everybody's a slave owner? Give me a break, honestly. It's so stale. It's just so out of base and out of touch. Give me a break. It's not even remotely accurate. I don't even want to hear it. You can call the guy anything you want. He's a jerk. He's a horrible person. He's a nasty person. He's a terrible owner, making $4 billion a year on his football team. Yeah, he's terrible. But I just don't think it's appropriate, to be honest with you, to call anyone that, for that matter. Now, you want to call that guy, that Hollywood mogul that was groping women and molesting women and, you know, You name it to women, abusing them every which way but loose. You call him anything you want. Call him any name in a book. What's next? You're going to call him a slave owner? I mean, honestly, I've heard it twice this week. Another guy throwing it around was this common guy. Now, I get it. You're so famous and just so ridiculously talented. I get it. You're a genius. Great rapper, movie star. I mean, you're just so incredible. So you should be able to go around and call anyone you want a slave owner, right? Give me a Pharrellan break, for Christ's sakes. People need to chill out. Stop with that. It's just not cool. Don't even tell me it's cool. I don't even want to hear it from anybody. I mean, I just can't even tolerate that. It's just, to me, it's ridiculous. Where do you come up with this stuff? Like, what do you sit around thinking this? Seriously? Jerry Jones is a slave owner? I mean, really? I mean, he may be one thing or another, but he would seem to be far from a slave owner to me. I just think it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And I'm going to repeat, from an esteemed journalist who is so respected, it's not even funny. Don't they think he's God's gift to television and writing? Isn't Michael Wilbon like the greatest thing that's ever happened in sports journalism, right? I think his show with Kornheiser's fantastic. I haven't watched it in years, but I know he's fantastic at it. I just can't fathom a guy like that with that kind of standard and that kind of class and that kind of career and that kind of, you know, sophistication. Because isn't he? He's one of the brightest writers ever in sports. He's going around calling people slave owners. I mean, come on, bro. Go golfing or something. Eat some goulash. Stop attacking people. What do you know about it? This makes no sense to me. I just don't understand it at all. I find it troubling. Eric in Ohio, you're on CBS Sports Radio. But far be it from me. I mean, I'm sure I'm wrong because I'm such an idiot and I know nothing and I'm just such a loser that why would I ever be right about something like that? I mean, so egregious to just, I mean, how would it go over if I just started calling everyone on this show slave owners? I mean, I'd probably last about 5 minutes in this seat. Okay, so, but you can say whatever you want now at ESPN, apparently. I don't get it. I really don't understand that at all. It makes no sense to me at all, and I don't want to hear, oh, you wouldn't understand. You're white. Okay. But, okay. I'm going to live with that then. I'm white, so I would never know anything. I must be a real moron. I just don't understand. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, Ferry, you're real good about that. You hit stuff right on. Just like, you know, I heard after the Indians game, something about in the news about LeBron James sticking his middle finger on T-shirts to the president of the United States. You know, like, go F you, you know?
Well, I think everyone, it would appear to me, there's a lot of people that hate him, and that's pretty obvious. And then what's dangerous is, I think that people need to catch on here real quickly, is that there's hundreds of millions of people that like him. That's what's really demented about it, is that everybody thinks it's just one-sided and that everyone hates him. It's actually 50-50. About 50% of the people hate his guts, hate him dead, and then everybody else likes him and likes everything he's doing. So I think that's kind of sick, too, because most of the people that hate him just think they're so right and that they got it all figured out, and they're going to call him whatever they want. They're going to give him the finger. They're going to disrespect him. They're not going to go to the White House. These basketball players think they got more sophistication. They're going to call the president names, and rappers are going to call him everything, like Eminem, and everybody's doing everything. And you know what's happening? Nothing. You can yell all you want. The guy's still the most powerful person in the world, and you can hate him all you want, but there's all these sickos that love him. That's the problem. And they voted him into office, you stupid ass. God, I mean, I really don't want to be this right all night. Can I just be wrong, Mafia, for like the last 20 minutes of the show? Because I've been right for so long tonight, I'm starting to think I'm really turning into a nerd. Mafia, do you think I'm a nerd because I've been so right about everything tonight?
No, you're not a nerd.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, it's time to answer the Ask the Pros question of the night, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Did I get this right, Mafia? Mark in Tuscaloosa, is he the winner?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, and this is the one right here. All right, Mark writes, Pharrell, give me your best games in the SEC this week. All right, fair enough. How about Arkansas at Alabama? That'll get you fired up down in Tuscaloosa, right? Bielma against Saban, bring that on. And then I would go with... I'll give you Vandy and Ole Miss. Oxford's always great. The Grove, that'll be rocking. Everybody will be hammered. I still think it'll be a lousy football game. I think both of them stink, but it's always a good time at the Grove. Better game, even though one team's in big trouble and their coach is in big trouble. I'm talking about Butch Jones in Knoxville. South Carolina and Muschamp come calling for the Vols. I actually think that'll be a good football game. A&M and Florida in the Swamp is probably, you know, it's got to be, in my opinion, the best game. A lot of people would say Auburn-LSU, but I'm going to give it that A&M-Florida game is going to be a little bit better. Because I don't know, I thought LSU would a huge win against Florida, I'll give you that. So how about a tie? I'll give you A&M-Florida, Auburn-LSU. Mafia, are you cool with my top SEC games of the week?
Yes, I am. I mean, I'm not a big one into LSU right now because their season's just been so disappointing. Everyone was so high on Orgeron.
Wasn't disappointing last week when they beat him in the swamp.
Yeah, because some kid missed an extra point. I mean, otherwise, it's a tie game.
A win's a win.
I'm not into watching their game until they prove they're actually something worthwhile. I like the other one better. Texas A&M scheme much better.
Mafia turning on the Bayou Bengals. Can we send Mark in Tuscaloosa a case of absolutely nothing?
You'll get nothing and like it.
Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros or tweet us at CBSSportsRadio with the hashtag AskThePros. This winter, one out of four batteries is going to fail. Get yours tested for free during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If you need to replace your battery, O'Reilly has the Superstar battery for you. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. All right, is his name Tab Ramos? Is that the guy's name? He's the favorite to get Bruce Arena's job once they fire him as the U.S. men's national team. Does it really matter? Don't we have to wait like 5 years now for U.S. soccer to matter again after their massive disappointment and huge chunking last night in Trinidad and Tobago? The just absolute collapse of humanity and the embarrassment that that was. You can put God in that seat for all I care. I don't care anymore about U.S. men's soccer. Call me in 5 years. I'll be 57 years old. I won't even care by then. Way to choke, you wussies. Nice job wasting Christian Pulisic's talent. He's going to go back to Germany and play for all that cash and all them girls he's getting over there because playing soccer in this country is a waste of time, and it is. Stop. Stop convincing yourself that the MLS is great and all the U.S. soccer programs are great. Actually, Tab Ramos, that guy, he's the guy coaching the under-20 team. He made it to the World Cup semifinals, the USA, believe it or not. Why is he not the coach instead of this old scratched guy they brought back from the dead, right? Wasn't he like the coach a long time ago and then they brought him back from the dead? I mean, nice job he did. Klinsmann did better. If you ask me, nobody could handle having a German run things, though. So we'll see what happens. I think they should fire every single person that has anything to do with that team. I'd get rid of the entire team. And those crappy goalies they got, too. No offense to everyone. I just want to offend everyone. I don't want to just single out. There's only one guy on that team that I keep. It's Pulisic. That's it. Boom. Everyone else sucks. And that includes everyone. I don't care what you say or what you do. None of them stepped up. I don't want to hear it. I'm sick of hearing about Jozy Altidore, too. He sucks, too. There's only one player on the whole team. That's all there is to it. The rest of them suck. You lost to Trinidad and Tobago, for Christ's sakes. Live with it. Cody in Alabama.
Yo, Pharrell, man. You're on a hot streak right now.
I am.
I got mad respect for all your topics. But I called you a few weeks ago, and I called the AP trade to the Cardinals when David Johnson went down.
You were right, and I didn't care then, and I don't care now. It's amazing how little I've cared about all your grand predictions. Fabulous work by you, though. I'm proud of you. Way to go. You were right. I know nothing. I'm glad I have you around to help me because I got to tell you how much sleep I've lost over Adrian Peterson's career that's been over for 2 years. John in Houston, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, how you doing, man?
What's up, brother?
Hey, man, look, man, I want to talk about the Astros and these so-called Brown Bomber Yanks. You know, I'm sure you paid attention to the Astros all season. What's missing here is that we patched this season together. Nearly the whole season, we didn't have Keuchel, we didn't have McCullers, a bunch of other players, and we still won 101 games. Now, the Cleveland might have finished one game ahead of us and got the best record, but I swear we had more injuries than any team in the American League. So if them Yanks and their fans think they just played the best team, no, they are about to play the best team.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. I really did think Cleveland was the best team in baseball this year. And I said that I thought the Astros were the second best team in baseball. And, I, you know, based on the Dodgers, the 75% of their season, they were pretty incredible themselves. And let's face it, only the Astros and Dodgers are still standing. But you cannot just brush off the Yankees, what they accomplished. The fact that they beat up Kluber twice, and then they kicked his ass tonight, and that they beat them in Cleveland in Game 5 and made it to the ALCS, there's no brushing that off the boat deck. That was impressive. I mean, the Astros are better than the Yankees. They're favored. They got the home field. The Astros should have this in the bag, you know, like Cleveland did, up 2-0. Corn dog. Theodore in Baltimore, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
I'd like to commend you on what you said in reference to Mr. Phil Bond's, Wilbon's comments. He may, probably should have used a different term, because that term and what it represented and the victims of it, it's as horrible a thought to us as the Jewish Holocaust.
As anything ever, right? It's the worst thing ever, and I just have a real problem with it. I respect it fully, and I can't even fathom the atrocities that happened.
Well, I think he should have maybe used the term in reference to a type of bondage, because you got different types. So in reference to what you said, there's 2 points. The first, when you said it's demonic, you know and I know there's a devil. You hit it right on the head. Any type of hatred is. And the sad thing about it, Mr. Farrell, is that, you know, if you love somebody, you may not like what they do, because you know that is raising children. Some of your kids did stuff you didn't like, but you never stop loving them. And the thing about it, you get more out of people when you do your best to agree with them or disagree agreeably than you do by throwing bombs like that. So I really respect you, even though sometimes you're so crude and funny you make me laugh when I don't want to laugh. But I do respect you
explanation.
And you did a great job, and I thank you very much.
I appreciate that very much, Theodore, because I really am not even remotely trying to offend anyone with my comments about Wilbon or slavery. And I even engaged the thought that I believe that he's a great journalist and a great writer, and he's very talented at everything he does on television. I have no problem with any of his skills. I have respect for the guy, right? Fair enough. But I just think it's a very tasteless and really bad move, in my view, to, you know, throw that around like it's got some kind of a substance. There's absolutely no truth to it, and there's nothing to even remotely compare it to in terms of being reality. I mean, please, you cannot go from this guy's kneeling down with his entire squad and supporting his players, and if there's anyone that loves his players more than Jerry Jones, I want to know who it is. That guy's been a great player owner since he came into the league. He's turned $180 million into a $4.5 billion mammoth train of money. Everybody on the Cowboys is loving life. They all have great jobs, and they love their careers. And to call that guy a slave owner, I think is insulting, and I think it's a very dangerous, vicious thing to say about somebody. And I think he's out of line, and I think he has no idea what he's talking about. And I think for the first time ever, I'm just going to call a spade in a spade. He's being a real, you know what, and he needs to chill out. You know, we could start all calling each other names, and I'm sure I could offend him in about 5 seconds, and he wouldn't like it. I don't think he should be calling people slave owners. Fair enough? And I don't want to hear, oh, shut up, you're white, whatever. I'm offended, and I'm white. I'm offended that he's calling people slave owners. I'm offended for black people. I'm offended for him. I mean, I just think, I can't even fathom someone of his stature and his talent is, to be honest with you, going there. I just think he went down a slippery well, and he can't get back out of it because he's so famous. And he's so rich. I'm sick of it. You know, if I said that on the air, I'm sure I'd be suspended or fired. Jeff in Arizona, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty. Love your show.
Thanks, dude.
Adrian Peterson moved to Cardinals. Kind of reminds me of Emmitt Smith move. My deal is you can't call somebody a liar until they lie. and you can't disrespect somebody till you respect them. So the entire national anthem thing is kind of bothering because you got to be respected first, and I think it's fairly disrespectful.
I think people used to respect the national anthem, and those days ended a while ago. And now it's a joke. It really is. It's become a joke. And it's as much of a joke as this guy in the White House every single day doing something stupid, saying something stupid, offending everyone, and just pushing everyone around. He's the biggest bully in the room, and he's the most powerful man in the world, whether you like it or not. And I think it makes everyone sick to their stomach what's going on. But I really think the lack of respect for the anthem was a long time ago, and it's not just NFL players. There's been a severe lack of respect for a long while now, and it got even worse when that guy got in office. But people put him in office. You can keep crying all you want that she had the more votes. She got her ass beat, and he's in, and you lose, and there's nothing you can do about it. I've heard all these people talking about what they're going to do and this and that. They're not doing anything is what they're doing. They're doing nothing. There's nothing they can do. All these people wish they had his power, and they don't. And all these other countries around the world are scared to death of him because he's maniacal. And he calls the shots, and you don't. So go to bed and sleep crappy. I'm Pharrell. Other than that, have a pleasant day. Chris, great job. Mafia, thank you. Good night, all. God bless. Godspeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.